Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello and welcome along to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast. Welcome along. It's Rob Riles welcoming you to another edition. If it is your first time, a real, real warm welcome. Make sure you dive into our extensive back catalogue. See what you like, see what floats your boat, see what really helps you. And as I say, welcome along. So what I'm going to talk about today, well, I'm going to talk about today the final philosopher that Tom Morris wrote about in his phenomenal book, The Stoic Art of Living. And that is the Emperor Marcus Aurelius. Maybe Marcus Aurelius is the, possibly, arguably, the most famous and well-known of the Stoic philosophers. Certainly up there with the most successful and powerful, and possibly considered to be the at the epitome of world power when he was Emperor of Rome. So I'm going to talk about lessons from Marcus Aurelius. Now, I am no expert in this, and as I say, the credit to this goes to Tom Morris, but it's stuff that I love to share and I think has a real impact on us as leaders, and there is so much wisdom and so much great knowledge that we can use in our own lives. Now, Marcus Aurelius, just as a very brief biography, was born in AD 121. He became Emperor of Rome at age 40, the most powerful man in the world, arguably. He did have a good education and was known as a very successful military leader, but also as a man with an extremely peaceful temperament and a very successful leader at that. Now, when Marcus was at the battlefront, he used to write in his own journal just thoughts and meditations and considerations just for his own benefit. And although he never meant them to be anything more than personal journal entries, they then got found and subsequently created into the famous Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, which is a book on its own and a podcast on its own, should I also say. And this is not about talking about meditations and Marcus Aurelius's amazing book. It's just about sharing some real key leadership things from Marcus's life that he did write about that can really help us on our own journey. So here we go. Marcus Aurelius. Wisdom from the top, if you like, from somebody who at the pinnacle of power. I'm going to start off by talking about Marcus's often quoted insight into something called perspective. He had a big thing about anger, as far as I can discern, and encouraged all people all the time to have a perspective. Because at times we think things are so bad and so traumatic and so big and so important that we will never get over it, and it's a tragedy and it's the biggest thing that's ever going to face us and we will never get over this. And it turns out in time that the hands of time just keep going, and no matter how bad things seem to be, there is always tomorrow. And the this too shall pass philosophy hangs well with Marcus's points here. We all need to take a perspective on life and to actually ask ourselves, How bad is this or how good it is? Good is it? What can I do about it? And what's the good inside of this that we can use? Now, we obviously know that Marcus Aurelius is a man who writes things down and thought it was a pertinent thing to do to reflect. And it certainly was, because he talks about reflection an awful lot. He encourages us to take a view and to reflect on how things are, what is happening, and to understand and learn from our life experience. He talks about the inner life and how important it is that we have a peaceful and a controlled internal life, because that ultimately is what matters. It's what's going on internally that matters, not what is going on externally. It's not what other people say. It's not the opinions. It's about how you feel about things inside and what you know about yourself and your own internal state. And Marcus talks about that in great detail. And as I say, encourages us all to make sure that it is that internal state that is the thing that we pay most attention to. And in doing so, we will develop self-knowledge. Know thyself. Know yourself. Understand yourself. Be aware of your strengths and your weaknesses. All comes from reflection, and all adds towards the quality of your inner life, which ultimately is where your peace and happiness resides. What is going on inside of you? However, Marcus is no fool. He is at the top of his game. He is the leader of the world, if you like, the Roman Emperor. And he understands that things change and things can change rapidly. And he advises us, certainly advises himself, and in doing so is advising us to remember that things change. They can change quickly, they can change slowly. But change is the order of the universe. And we must adapt, we must learn to deal with change, and we must get comfortable with it to a degree. We have to embrace it, and we are better off embracing it than fighting it and trying to keep things as they were, as the status quo. And he also advises us to beware when we make decisions of the committee of they. You decide what it is you're going to do. If you pay your due diligence, your correct thought process, and you give it the correct amount of time, and you go ahead with it and are able to face the consequences, then you are successful. It's not about dithering on the edge and wondering which way to go because of what other people will think. That is not success. Make a decision, stick to it, and irrelevant of what other people think. If you've done what you think is the right thing, that is what Marcus Aurelius considers to be a success, and I certainly concur. Along with Epictetus, Marcus reminds us of the power of obstacles and how they can help us forge our character and to look for the seed of the benefit within the thing that is evidentially standing in your way. And in terms of overcoming them, Marcus reminds us that we need to adapt and be flexible. If we have a thought process that this is the way, it is the only way, and we must forge on like this, it is likely that we may come to a fall. We have to be flexible, we have to adapt, and it is worth standing back and considering and allowing a patient approach to work for us. It encourages us to be patient. Because things do change, but they don't always change at the pace that we want, when we want. We have to stick with things, although we have to be flexible. And it goes along very much aligned with the Tao philosophy, which has a great affinity for water. That water, this seemingly harmless, trickling, soft stream or drip, it can destroy. It just goes on and on and on, incessantly finding its way through the cracks and follows the path of least resistance, and over time erodes and erodes and erodes. It needs time, it needs patience, but it's ultimately powerful.
Are you struggling to find that extra edge to help you stand out above the crowd? Separating yourself from the rest is often about personal leadership. Achieve your true potential and become who you really can be. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course is a unique membership accessing the knowledge and wisdom from history's greats that will help you develop both personally and professionally to make you truly stand out. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course. Access now at patreon.com. Leader Manager Coach.
Now, when we are personally facing challenges, Marcus Aurelius encourages us to solve things as quickly as possible, not to allow things to fester and become an even bigger pot of darkness. So if you have challenges that are in front of you and you know you can do something about them, solve it when it's small. It will save you untold amounts of trouble. And in the process of doing that, Marcus seems to be an extremely rational being, and he talks about thinking things through. Using your God-given ability to think things through clearly and carefully. Have a perspective, as we've said. Consider all options. Observe the results of what it is you do. And beware of too much or excessive amounts of emotional response to what happens. It's almost a recipe for rationality, a recipe for cool, calm leadership. Observe, consider, reconsider, beware, take a step back, be patient, and move forward. It probably sums up a great deal of his military philosophy in just those few key points. Alongside this, Marcus talks about having a moral compass. So making decisions that are aligned with your own virtues, what you know is right, and are decisions and actions of integrity that are fully aligned. It's not just about jumping to conclusions, acting anyway. It's all about that alignment. And one of the ways that is done successfully is by being present. Marcus talked about being present. Epictetus talked about it in terms of your attention. But if you're trying to achieve anything worthwhile, you have to be present. You have to have your attention on that which you wish to evolve. One of the other things that Marcus talks about is being able to simplify. Life is complex, often much more complex than we give it credit for being. It is much more challenging, and there are many more aspects and facets to it than we think. And anybody who's got a tweet that you think will solve the world's problems. Well, all the best with that one. And yes, there are maxims that we can follow. There are virtues, one word virtues, that will stand us in good stead. Of course there are. But sometimes we have to take complex problems and understand that they are complex and allow that complexity to be recognised, let me put it like that, but at the same time as a leader, try to simplify it and deal with it as best as possible. And to kind of round it up, this will also align with Epictetus's, what we started with Epictetus, which was being unencumbered to be free. Because Marcus reminds us to be untroubled in the world despite all its challenges. To be the rock in the ocean, to be the island that stands firm amidst the raging sea, and to be consistent and hang on and hold on to those principles that we've talked about. That perspective, that presence, that due diligence, that rationality and flexibility and patience that will see us through. It certainly saw him through as one of the most, I suppose you could say, famous human beings that have ever lived. And to be the Emperor of Rome is no mean feat, and it's no small thing to be landed at your door. So there we have a few key things from the life and thoughts of one of the greatest philosophers, Marcus Aurelius. And if you want to find out more about him, please chase up his book, Tom Morris's The Stoic Art of Living, or even invest in yourself with a copy of Marcus Aurelius's Meditations and see what it does for you. Listen, it's Leader Manager Coach. As always, your time and attention is never taken for granted. So thank you very much. Please share away. And if you've enjoyed it, leave us a review. Catch you later. Bye-bye.